Masechtas Maaseres, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Gimel is almost a repeat of Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Beis was speaking about a fig tree, and here it discusses the same halacha regarding a olive tree and onions. Hasechar Zapar Alasas Bezesim. Someone who hires workers to work on his olive trees. Amar Lai Amanas Lachal Zesim. And he makes a condition that he's going to, on the condition that he'll feed the workers olives. So it's stipulated in the wages that he's going to feed them olives from the tree. So here it's part of the wages, and sometimes that will set for Meiser. So it's the same as the last Mishnah, that since he's eating from something that's completely unprocessed, he's still allowed a snack from it. He can eat the olives one by one. The workers can eat the olives one by one from the tree, even though it's part of the wages. As long as it's one by one, it's completely unprocessed. Vimtserif, but if he combines two or more, and so now, and then he's going to pick two and then eat them, so then that's already some level of processing together with the transaction that he's taking it as wages, that makes it set for Meiser. Then Chayev, he's going to be obligated to take off Meiser before eating. Similar case, Lanachish Bebetzalim, if he was hired to weed around onions, and Amar Leil Manas Lechol Yark, the worker made a condition that he's working on condition to be able to eat the green part, the leafy parts from the onions, so he's eating it as part of his wages. So Mekartim Ala V'Eichol, he's allowed to pull off one leaf at a time and eat it, Bimtzir, but if he combines two or more, then that makes it somewhat processed, along with the fact that it's part of his wages, then Chayev is going to be obligated to take off Meister before eating from the produce. Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah discusses finding different produce, whether or not he has to assume it's obligated in a Meister or not. Matzah Ktzias Bederech. If someone found cut dried figs on the road, Afila Betzad Steak Ktzias, even if he found it on the side next to a field that has spread out in it figs to dry, and which would make it seem clear that it came from that field. Similarly, a case if there's a fig tree that's leaning over a road, and he found figs beneath that tree on the road. In both of these cases, whether it was the dried figs next to a field of dried figs, or a fig underneath a tree on hanging over the road, mutaris mishem gezel, it's permitted to take them regarding gezel, regarding stealing halachas. There's no problem of stealing to take it, because in these cases, the owner doesn't assume that the figs themselves are traceable, that they came from that field. They don't look unique. They look like any other fig or any other dried fig. And since the owner he doesn't think that it's traceable, he's not going to expect to get it back. And he's miyash, he gives up hope, and it becomes hefker. And so, therefore, there's no problem to take it regarding stealing halachas. As well, upaturis mina meister, they're also exempt from meisters because they become hefker, and anything that's hefker is exempt from meister as long as it became hefker before it was fully processed. The Mishnah continues, ubazesim ubacharuvim, however, regarding olives and caribs, chayavim, he would be obligated if he found olives and caribs in this manner, like underneath a tree that's hanging over the road, he would be obligated to take off Meiser, and that's really because he's obligated to return it to the owner, and it didn't become Hefker in the first place. These things are unique, that they can be traced back to the tree. They have a unique look, the ones that come from this tree, and therefore the owner expects that people are going to give it back to him because the ones that have fallen on the road look uniquely like the ones that this owner has on his tree, and since he's expecting to get it back, he's not miyash, it's not hefker, it's not ownerless, and therefore it's still obligated in meiser, but more than that, it's obligated to be returned to its owner. The Mishnah continues, Matzah Gregris, if someone found dried figs on the road, and he doesn't know, it's not clear if they're processed. The final processing of the figs is when they get smashed into a barrel. And these figs were somewhat smashed, but he doesn't know if it's from the people walking there or from the processing in the barrel. And if it was fully processed, then it would be obligated in a meiser. Sim darsu rei b'nei adam chayev. If most of the people in the town already have pressed their figs into the barrels, so most of the figs in town are fully processed, most of the dried figs in town are processed already, then he's obligated to take off Meiser, and this is because we go after the Roiv, called the parts Meruba parts. These figs, we assume they separated from the majority of the figs in town that were fully processed. Vimlav, but if most of the figs in town were not fully pressed and processed, then Putter, he can go after the Roiv, the majority, and they're exempt from Meiser. You can snack on them without taking off Meiser. Matzah pilchei devela. If he found pieces from devela, which is a cake of pressed figs. So here he knows this was once part of a cake of pressed figs, and it was definitely fully processed. So chayv, it's obligated to Meiser. Sheyidua shehinmi davar gamar, because he knows that they came from something that had a complete process already done to it. The mission now says a different halacha. V'charuvim, regarding caribs, ad shalai kunsan l'reish agag, before a person has finished gathering them all up in a pile on the top of the roof, after they dried on the roof, which is the completion of the processing of these caribs, so he hasn't yet finished the processing of them, he can still married mehem l'behemo patri, he can still take down from the roof, he didn't yet fully gather them in a pile on the roof. He can still take some down, l'behemo, to feed his animals, Upater, and he's exempt from Meiser, so there's no problem doing that, feeding these animals. Even though, by selecting some and taking them down, one might say that he's now choosing that these ones are not going to be dried anymore. And so then, for them, these caribs, maybe their processing is finished. But no, we don't look at it like that. Mipneshu Machzer some Meiser, because he plans on returning the leftovers to the roof. Whatever he took down to feed the animals, whatever's left over, he's going to return it to the roof. So we still look at it that he's in the middle of the process of drying these caribs, and they can still be fed to the animals and are exempt from Meiser.